Welcome to the first hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
And good evening. You're in tune to KNEL FM 95.3 in Brady, Texas. I'm Tracy Pitcox, and it's time now for the Hillbilly Hits Radio Show right here at KNEL.
Some well-meaning people are trying to change us, saying we've been too country too long. Tell me from now on, the word is progressive, but I won't sell out for a song. I grew up when Roy and E.T. and Kitty and Lefty and Hank were the rage. It was good enough then, so it's good enough now, 'cause the good wine gets better.
Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome to our Hits Radio program right here at KNEL FM 95.3 and on the World Wide Web at knelradio.com. I'm Tracy Pitcox with you until 10 o'clock with all of your requests and dedications tonight. Love to hear from you tonight here at KNEL. If you have something you want to hear throughout the evening, be sure and let us know.
Get off of my hunting ground and get out of my sight. don't need no more of what you've already had. Your squaw is on the warpath tonight. Well, that bar water that you've been drinking makes you feel bigger. The cheap you're shrinking since you've been on that love making diet.
Tonight.
That's good. I'm glad to hear your voice. I'm sitting here listening to your program.
Oh, I appreciate that.
You better believe it. I'd like to hear a few songs, please.
Okay.
The Outlaw's Prayer by The Paycheck.
All right.
And Anything Good for Mrs. Purdy Norma Jean.
I'll do it for you tonight, my friend.
I sure appreciate it, and you have a blessed evening.
You
thank you
too. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. You bet. Bye-bye.
I worked a big package show in Fort Worth Saturday night. We had all day Sunday to rest and relax before I caught another flight. So I decided to walk downtown and get myself a little fresh air. Before long, I found myself in front of a big church on the corner of the square. Boy, I could hear that singing way out in the street. It sure was a beautiful sound. So I just walked up the steps and opened the door, started to go inside and sit down. But before I could, a young man walked over to me and said, "Excuse me, sir, but I can't let you in with that big black hat, those jeans, that beard and long hair." So I just left, went back outside, sat down on that curb. I thought to myself, that's the house of the Lord. That guy's got a hell of a nerve, telling me I can't worship anywhere I please. So right there in front of that church, I just knelt down on my knees. I said, "Lord, I know I don't look like much, but I didn't think you'd mind. I just wanted to be with your people, Lord. It's been a long time." Ago I saw a wino over there in the alley, all bent over in tears. And I thought how one stained glass window from this church would feed his family for years. And then there's those fine cars parked outside, too many for me to count. It made me think how people walked for days your Sermon on the Mount. Then there's those fine ladies in the choir, Lord, singing like they really love it. Hell, last night they were dancing on the front row of my show, drinking beer and screaming, "Sing Shove It." You know, even John the Baptist wouldn't be welcome in this place, with his coat made of camel hair, and sandals on his feet, and a long beard on his face. You know, Lord, when you come back to get your children and take them beyond the clouds to live forever in heaven with you, well, I'd sure hate to be in this crowd. You know, Lord, I'm not perfect. Some even call me no count. But I'll tell you, I believe a man is judged by what's in his heart, not his bank account. So if this is what religion is, a big car and a suit and a tie, then I might as well forget it, Lord, because I can't qualify. By the way, Lord, right before they kicked me out, didn't I see a picture of you? The sandals and the beard? I believe you had long hair, too. Well, this is Paycheck. Signing off. I'll be seeing you, Lord. I hope.
featuring Miss Norma Jean doing a song that was, of course, a big hit for Tony Booth as well as Freddie Hart. The keys in the mailbox, just come on in here at KNEL on the Hits Radio program for tonight. I promised Mildred down in Menard I'd play this one from the great Gary Stewart. Man, he had some great music throughout the years. And here's his version of a little song called Empty Glass.
Cigarette, close things I don't see. I'd like to think it makes me proud, but only a fool of me. And I know she'll be looking back the minute I'm not there. Wash your boys, yourself on some stranger. I pour myself a drink somewhere. She's acting single, I'm drinking those. I hide my pain, and I drown my clothes. Acting single, I'm drinking doubles.
Benny Fred's album.
I will play a song off Benny Fred's album.
I figured you probably would, but
yes.
Boy, we just love it.
Well, I love Benny Fred.
Yeah, we do too.
He's a good guy. All right, thanks for calling in tonight.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Have you seen Miss Molly? Her cheeks are rosy red. Her lips are soft as satin and they taste like gingerbread. Whoa, 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 me, oh my, Miss Molly, I'm in love with you. Oh, me, oh, my, Miss Molly, won't you say you love me too? Molly's smiling, the world is in a spell. And when she laughs, her voice is like a little silver bell. Whoa, 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 me, oh my, Miss Molly, I'm in love with you. Oh, me, oh my, Miss Molly, won't you say you love me too? Saddle, cow driving, I'll resign. If only Miss Molly, you'd say that you'll be mine. Whoa, 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 me, oh my, Miss Molly, I'm in love with you. Oh me, oh my, Miss Molly, won't you say you love me too? Dear Miss Molly, I've told you this before, and even though I've told you so, I'll tell you just once more. Whoa, 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 me, oh my, Miss Molly, I'm in love with you. Oh me, oh my, Miss Molly, won't you say you love me too? Whoa, 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 me, oh my, Miss Molly, I'm in love with you. Oh me, oh my, Miss Molly, won't you say you love me too?
Yeah. The pride of Menard, Texas, right there, I tell you. Benny Fred Kaufman off of his brand new CD. I'm so proud of that album. It's so good. Benny Fred Kaufman doing one called Miss Molly.
I guess I'm just Jill's Jack in the Box, her puppet on a string. All she does is touch my heart, and I pop out and sing. With painted nose and button clothes, she treats me like a clown. I'm just Jill's joyful jester, lots of fun to have around. I wish I was her shining prince instead of her buffoon. Then I could sing her love songs and not some silly tune. I know she doesn't really care that I love her like I do, but I'll still be Jill's Jack in the Box as long as she wants me to. Then Jill puts me back in the box, just like a boresome toy. But when she snaps her fingers, I come leaping out with joy. She's cast me in the role of a fool. It's not what I prefer. I know I'm just Jill's Jack in the Box, but at least I'm close to her. I wish I was her shining prince instead of her buffoon. Then I could sing her love songs and not some silly tune. I know she doesn't really care that I love her like I do, but I'll still be Jill's Jack in the Box as long as she wants me to. I'll still be Jill's Jack in the Box as long as she wants me to.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello there.
How about a political Fall Away?
Fall Away by Joe Paul Nichols, okay.
And which of us is to be blamed by the William Brothers?
The Malpas Brothers?
Mouseman Brothers. Oh, okay.
Oh, wait a second. I'm sorry. I'm the Wilburn Brothers. Yeah, the Wilburn Brothers.
There you go. Okay.
They did it originally. They sure did. I'll do it for you tonight.
Okay. Thank you, Tracy.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Fall away.
This morning, I woke up old and gray, and I wondered, how'd I get this way? Then I remembered, good heavens, it's our golden wedding day, and when you're happy, the years fall away. Today, I looked at you, and I noticed your hair is getting silvery too, and it thrilled me when you said why it was black just yesterday, but when you're happy, darling, the years fall away.
Is to blame.
Say, Tracy, who's on that song, Only Love Can Make a Golden Ring? It's a man and a woman duet.
Yeah, George Jones and Tammy Wynette.
Okay, and maybe then if you got time, you might can do this one, too. We Had a Beautiful Time, Notching Your Heart next to Mine by George Strait, isn't that?
Is that that's not Merle Haggard, maybe? I Had a Beautiful Time, is that it?
Yeah, Notching Your Heart Next to Mine, something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, I can do them for you tonight, Harvey.
All righty, okay, I sure thank you.
I appreciate you listening tonight.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
In a pawn shop in Chicago, on a sunny summer day, a couple gazes at the wedding rings, their own display.
She smiles and nods her head as he says, honey, that's for you. It's not much, but it's the best that I can do.
Golden ring.
Her head as he whispers low with this ring I do wear.
Golden ring,
golden ring,
with one tiny little stone,
shining ring,
shining ring.
Now at last it's found a home
by itself,
by itself.
It's just a cold metallic thing, only love can make a golden wedding.
One thing's for certain, I don't love you anymore, and throws down the ring as she walks out the door.
Golden
ring,
with one tiny little stone
cast aside,
like the love that's dead and gone
by itself.
It's just a cold metallic thing, only love can make a gold.
Pawn shop in Chicago,
on a sunny summer day,
a couple gazes at
the wedding rings, their own display.
Golden ring.
Me. back around.
Butter, 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 butter.
Well, you ask me if I'll forget my baby. I guess I will.
Mr. Shorty, okay?
Teddy Bear.
And Teddy Bear, we'll do them for you.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, bye-bye.
I was on the outskirts of a little southern town, trying to reach my destination before the sun went down. The old CB was blaring away on Channel 19 when there came a little boy's voice on the radio line. And he said, "Breaker 19, is anyone there? Come on back, truckers, and talk to Teddy Bear." Well, I keyed the mic and I said, "You got it, Teddy Bear." And the little boy's voice came back on the air. "Appreciate the break. Who we got on that end?" I told him my handle and then he began. "Now, I'm not supposed to bother you fellas out there. Mom says you're busy and for me to stay off there. But you see, I get lonely and it helps to talk. 'Cause that's about all I can do. I'm crippled and I can't walk." I came back and told him to fire up that mic, and I'd talk to him as long as he liked. "This was my dad's radio," the little boy said, "but I guess it's mine and Mom's now. 'Cause my daddy's dead. Dad had a wreck about a month ago. He was trying to get home in a blinding snow. Mom has to work now to make ends meet. And I'm not much help with my two crippled feet. She says not to worry, that we'll make it all right. But I hear her crying sometimes late at night. You know, there's one thing I want more than anything else to see. Oh, I know you guys are too busy to bother with me. But, you see, my dad used to take me for rides when he was home. But I guess that's all over now since my daddy's gone." Not one breaker came on the old CB as that little crippled boy talked with me. I tried hard to swallow a lump that just wouldn't stay down, as I thought about my boy back in Greenville town. Dad was going to take Mom and me with him later on this year. Well, I remember him saying, "Someday this old truck will be yours, Teddy Bear." But I know I'll never get to ride an 18-wheeler again. But this old base will keep me in touch with all my trucker friends. Teddy Bear's going to back on out now and leave you alone, 'cause it's about time for Mom to come home. But you give me a shout when you're passing through, and I'll sure be happy to come back to you. Well, I came back and I said, before you go, 1010, what's your home 20, little CB friend? Well, he gave me his address and I didn't once hesitate. 'Cause this hot load of freight is just gonna have to wait. I turned that truck around on a dime and headed straight for Jackson Street, 229. And as I rounded the corner, oh, I got one heck of a shock. 18-wheelers were lined up for three city blocks. Well, I guess every driver for miles around had caught Teddy Bear's call. And that little cripple boy was having a ball. For as fast as one driver would carry him in, another would carry him to his truck and take off again. Well, you better believe I took my turn at riding Teddy Bear. And then I carried him back in and put him down in his chair. And buddy, if I never live to see happiness again, I want you to know I saw it that day in the face of that little man. We took up a collection for him before his mama got home. And each driver said goodbye, and then they were all gone. He shook my hand with a mile-long grin and said, so long, trucker, I'll catch you again. Yeah, I hit that interstate with tears in my eyes. I turned on the radio and I got another surprise. Breaker 19 came a voice on the air. Just one word of thanks from Mama Teddy Bear. We wish each and every one a special prayer for you, 'cause you just made my little boy's dream come true. I'll sign off now before I start to cry. May God ride with you. 10-4. And goodbye.
Nobody knew where he came from. They only knew he came in. Slowly he walked to the end of the bar and he ordered up one slug of gin. Well, I could see that he wasn't a large man. I could tell that he wasn't too tall. I judged him to be about 5'3" and his voice was a soft Texas drawl. Said he was needing some wages before he could ride for the West. Said he could do most all kind of work. Said he could ride with the best. There in his blue eyes was sadness that comes from the need of a friend. And though he tried, he still couldn't hide the loneliness there deep within. Said he would work through the winter for 30 a month and his board. I started to say where he might land a job when a fella came in through the door. And I could tell he was looking for trouble for the way that he came stomping in. He told me to leave Shorty there by himself, come down and wait on a man. The eyes of the little man narrowed, the smile disappeared from his face. Gone was the friendliness that I had seen, and a wild look of hate took its place. But the big one continued to mock him, and he told me that I had better go. Find him a couple of glasses of milk, and then maybe Shorty would grow. When the little man spoke, there was stillness. He made sure that everyone heard. Slowly he stepped away from the bar, and I still remember these words. Oh, it's plain that you're looking for trouble. Trouble's what I try to shun. If that's what you want, then that's what you'll get, 'cause cowboy, we're both packing guns. His hand was already positioned, his feet wide apart on the floor. I hadn't noticed, but there on his hip was a short-barreled Bat 44. It was plain he was ready and waiting. He leaned a bit forward and said, when you call me Shorty, say, mister, my friend, maybe you'd rather be dead. In the room was a terrible silence as the big one stepped out on the floor. All drinking stopped and the tick of the clock said death would wait 10 seconds more. He cursed once or twice in a whisper, and he said with a snarl on his lips, "Nobody's mister to me, little man," and he grabbed for the gun on his hip. But the little man's hand was like lightning, the bat 44 was the same. The 44 spoke and he sent lead and smoke, 17 inches of flame. Oh, the big one had never cleared leather, beaten before he could start. A little round hole had appeared on his shirt, the bullet went clear through his heart. The little man stood there a moment, then holstered the bat 44. "It's always this way, so I never stay." Slowly he walked out the door. Nobody knew where he came from. They won't forget he came by. They won't forget how a 44 gun one night made the difference in size. As for me, I'll remember the sadness shown in the eyes of the man. If we meet someday, you can bet I will say that it's me, Mr. Shorty, your friend.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.